It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 300 people have died from COVID-19 in Colorado. That's according to the state's latest numbers released last night. Officials have confirmed around 7,700 cases in the state and roughly 1,500 hospitalizations. Colorado has also seen more than 70 outbreaks at residential and non-hospital healthcare facilities. COVID-19 patients in Colorado are disproportionately Black and Hispanic. That's according to preliminary data from the state. Latino people make up about 22% of Colorado's population, but they represent about 28% of the state's COVID-19 cases. Black people are about 4% of the population, but represent about 7% of cases. Other states have seen similar rates. The Denver City Council has asked Governor Jared Polis to freeze rent payments. Denverite's David Sachs reports the governor says he doesn't have that power.
On Monday, the council unanimously approved the proclamation. It's a symbolic, albeit official, gesture. The document asks Polis to put a moratorium on rent payments for tenants of homes and businesses struggling to pay because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Polis said he can't upend rental contracts, but the city's letter claims otherwise, that his emergency powers extend further than he's reaching. Denver's rental assistance program saw a 245% increase in applications in March. David Sachs, Denverite.
The council also called on the state's congressional delegation and the president to put out a moratorium on mortgage payments. Bears are starting to wake up from hibernation. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that means it's time to keep food out of cars and to lock ground floor windows and doors. Officials say pet food should be brought inside and that people should clean their grills and temporarily stop filling bird feeders. Chilly temperatures this morning have broken records across the state. It was 7 degrees in Colorado Springs, 11 in Grand Junction, and 19 in Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.